Hello, I am Beatrice.
And I'm Marcus. We are both senior students at Moore High School.
We both represent different cultures and are part of Moore's massive home to cultures.
Beatrice is Cuban American.
And Marcus is mixed with African American, white, and Native American.
What we'll be talking about is
Donald Trump and some popular and interesting things surrounding him.
We will also have an important interview with a well-respected teacher, also at Moore High School, later on in the podcast.
As we all know, Trump is our president. We all follow his presidency because of different reasons. Some support him, some because of the mere fact that he is president, and others because of the controversy that follows him with the things he says and the things he does. I believe that Donald Trump's presidency has divided us in different ways. One way because of different political views. Because some of us do not support what he says and what he does, while others do support it. And many families avoid talking about politics, which is a topic that we should talk about because of the fear of getting into an argument and disagreeing with each other. The other way that Trump has divided us is because of the things he says. When we have a president that expresses himself negatively about minorities, such as Hispanics and just minorities in general, and he lies about those groups of people, we have people who are not as well-informed believing bad things about minorities, which causes more division between race and cultures.
Okay, so I'm here with Mr. Kaufman, my English teacher.
Hello, everybody.
And I have a few questions for him for the interview. Okay, so how do you see Trump and why?
Trump right now is the president of the United States. However, I see that he's lied to us a lot. And lots of folks believe his lies. I see him as a blatant con man right now. The people he's appointed to office, in charge of the environment, in charge of education, in charge of being a watchdog to make sure industries are doing a good job, have been awful. He had as his campaign manager, Steve Bannon, who was in charge of Breitbart News, which is affiliated with the alt-right, which is basically a white hate group. Trump has surrounded himself with people who just say yes to him and glorify his ego. He is one of the greatest threats to the United States and to democracy. That said, there are a lot of, ironically, good people who support him. And I think some of this, or much of this, is due to the stock market and how that has been doing well. And so we see those who've got money to invest, making more money and doing well. The working class people and those who don't have that extra money to invest have a harder time in making ends meet.
Okay, so like, what are your first thoughts whenever you encounter a Trump supporter?
I wonder why they support him. It seems to me that if you support President Trump and think he's actually one of our best, that you are blind to a lot, and willingly so. I think Fox News puts a lot of propaganda out there and just empty praise of him. And at this point in time, we have blatantly seen that he gets a lot of his talking points and Twitter points from Fox News.
I'm here with Keon Marshall for my second interview, or our second interview. All right, Mr. Marshall, how do you see Trump and why?
I see him as a president. I may not like him, but I hope he does good in office, because if he does good in office, the country would relatively do good. So I look at him as leader that I may not like, but that's fine.
He's already in office. What do you mean what he'll do in office?
You know, what he'll do in office. What he'll do with the rest of his term, what he, you know, what he's done so far, which basically nothing, but hey.
What are your first thoughts when you encounter a Trump supporter?
There's got to be a story to this guy.
How do you think Trump supporters are stereotyped and vice versa?
I feel like Trump supporters are stereotyped as racist, even though that may not always be the case. I feel like not all Trump supporters are racist. I feel like some of them actually believe in this guy's, some of his policies, and I can't really judge them on how they feel about other races just because of a person they voted for.
Okay, and for the final question, how do you handle somebody with opposing views?
You talk to them. You talk, and you guys see what you all's point of views are and try to find some type of common ground, which I feel like that's how it should be done, and I feel like we shouldn't block out everything that opposes our views, because at that point you learn nothing and you'll stay inside of your little bubble.
All right. Thank you.